Hello, end users, and welcome to the show. It's the End User Report.
Welcome. Remember me?
Yeah, Jamal returns to us today. It's been a long time since we've sat here and done a gadget show.
Get out of jail. Parole officer said it was okay.
Jamal kind of fell off the face of the earth here. I believe it was something involving a basement, World of Warcraft, and Hot Pockets.
Something like that, yeah.
That's what I thought.
By the way, I quit.
You quit while?
Yes.
Wonders never cease. But today's show, we're talking about the Samsung Galaxy Note. Anyway, in your case, it'll be like intervention. You'll relapse. But we want to talk about the Note because it's going to be coming out, they're thinking February 19th. It's coming to AT&T. And there's been a lot of buzz going around, and a lot of the things that we're seeing are saying, is it a phone? You know, is it a tablet? Is it a phone blip?
I'd rather blown, do the thing on the Keurig, which makes one of the best coffees ever.
Look at this guy. Off task already. Welcome back, sir.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But let's get to the specs here. This is running a 1.4 dual-core processor. That's 1.4 gigahertz. Is running Android 2.35 Gingerbread. Rumor has it is going to be upgraded to Ice Cream Sandwich later on this year.
Thank you.
Is rocking a 5.3-inch HD Super AMOLED display. Multi-touch, of course. It's got built-in Bluetooth, USB, and Wi-Fi connectivity. Is a 4G device. It's got 16 gigs of internal storage. Supports up to 32 with a micro SD. It's got 8-megapixel front camera. I'm sorry, 8-megapixel rear camera, 2-megapixel front camera. Weighs about 178 grams. 2,500 milliamp battery. Again, this is coming February 19th to AT&T. Word is it's going to cost about $299 with a 2-year contract. So I know this is going to probably be pretty rough because I know how you feel about this device. What are your thoughts on the Samsung Galaxy Note?
First of all, I feel like I'm going back to circa 1998, and let me whip out my stylus. You're absolutely right when they talk about, is this a phone, is this a tablet, and I think it's that, remember when Steve Jobs brought out the iPad and said, this is the bridge between the, between the tablet PC and the phone or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Samsung's execs must have been smoking some Steve Jobs crack. And they said, oh, this is going to be the bridge between a phone and a tablet. And in some essence, it kind of appears to be that it has that kind of feel to it, that it could be a tablet or a phone. The only thing that just kind of disturbs me is it is a big phone.
It is a big device. And to cut the brass tacks, at the end of the day, this is a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because you're buying it to be a phone and a tablet. You're not buying it to be a tablet first.
Yeah.
I mean, you want the functionality of the phone and a tablet as well. You're not buying this thing to sit at home on a Wi-Fi connection and playing Angry Birds. That's not why you're buying this. You're buying this to be on the go at all times, to be able to make your phone calls, and to still have a lot of functionality that a tablet would give you. So at the end of the day, I got to say that it's probably more of a phone. Pointing out the stylus, I like what the stylus can do. However, what happens if you lose it? Is there an excessive cost to this? Those are things you kind of got to keep in mind. I'm the type of person, I'm not going to be using a stylus a whole lot. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have it to navigate the phone. You can actually use it to do screenshots, annotate PDF files, and do highlights. All that stuff's nice.
Plus, you can still use the phone with your fingers. It still has the same tactile.
Exactly.
Functions.
But holding a 5.3-inch device up to your ear,
looks kind of corny.
Not only that, the thing is like,
You know, I think
trying to palm a basketball thing.
I think it's kind of if they had done the marketing. Speaking of marketing, by the way, if you are watching the Super Bowl, they will be doing a 90-second spot on this particular device.
That's true.
So I don't know if Samsung was what they were thinking, dropping so much cheddar just for a 90-second spot. But that's for the marketing.
Well, they got to do something to get the name out there.
For the marketing purposes, I think I would have pushed this as a tablet, like a I would say a more portable tablet than the traditional 10 or 7-inch screens, and then say that this is a tablet that can also make phone calls, and maybe it would have been marketed under, I think Verizon
and T-Mobile are rumored, but it's coming to AT&T, that's confirmed for the 19th.
So with AT&T, they should have maybe said, hey, we have this device that you can use as a is kind of like maybe a competitor to, let's say, the Kindle.
I don't know. I don't know if you can compare it to the Kindle. It's a different device. The specs are way better on this.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, long story short, with this device, you're getting a Galaxy S2 with a better processor, a bigger screen, a better screen, obviously, and a pen, for what that's worth. I mean,
well. Yeah, it was worth. I heard that a lot of artists are interested in this particular device because of the fact that, and I don't know what the application that it was installed on it when they were doing this, but you could do a lot of artist rendering with the pen.
Yeah, plus there's S-Memo. Obviously, it takes memos. S-Pad, yeah. I believe, is the one that allows you to draw on it. It would be convenient for somebody who does, like, you know, if you're a journalist or something, you do political cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily draw something, you know, on this, post it wherever you need it. This really does seem like it's more focused towards artists and maybe the enterprise market. You could do, you know, sign contracts.
Yeah, that's a good option there. although I'm still the sticking point to me, and I know it sounds crazy, but it's that screen.
Yeah, the biggest. For your average consumer, I think the best feature of this is that screen and the fact that you can record in full 1080p. Those are two nice features, but I think people have to keep in mind the size of this device. You want to make sure that you feel comfortable using this as a phone. I don't see anyone buying this who already has an existing smartphone. There's really no reason to buy it, honestly. No. If you're, that's why I got to say it's more performant than a tablet.
So if you were to, let's say, a friend came to you and said, hey, I'm looking for another smartphone, would this be something that you would suggest to them?
I'd say it might be something to keep an eye on. Honestly, I think when you start to make devices of this size, the dimensions on this make it, again, smaller than most of the tablets, bigger than a smartphone, but you start to lose some of that convenience of having a smartphone. Does it make a difference? Yes. It makes, you know, web pages are easier to navigate, better to look at. But at the same notion, this is something you probably want to carry it around in a bag as opposed to, there's a lot of people, we just put our smartphones in our pockets.
Maybe if you have a friend who's a cargo pants kind of guy.
Yeah.
Cargo pants.
Oh, jeez.
Besides the point, you can stick it in there. I completely 100% agree with you on that perspective. So,
I mean, putting this thing in your pocket is going to feel a little bit bulky. I've already seen the things like, oh, you can fit it in any pocket. Well, yeah, you can fit the Nook Color in a jeans pocket.
Yeah. But why
doesn't mean you want to walk around with it that way.
Plus, they have these really nice covers. It's great for the Nook Color. I love it. By the way, that's still one of the best devices that ever came out. Although I'm kind of leaning towards the Kindle Fire now, but that's another story.
Kindle Fire is a nice device.
Yes. So I would kind of say, wait, pass on that one. I'm sure there's going to be phones that are going to come out with like maybe a 4.2-inch screen, just as fast.
Well, there a lot of people are trying to compare this to the Lumia 900 by Nokia, okay. The Windows Phone is coming out.
And I think that's got the 1.4 with the Galaxy S. I think it was Galaxy S2.
Well, the Galaxy S. I mean, it's basically the same device, bigger screen, I believe the Galaxy S2 has a 1.2 gigahertz processor. It's the trade-off there. Yeah. Of course, you're getting a smaller device there. So, besides, we're hearing rumors about the Galaxy S3 now. So,
yeah,
you might just want to wait. If you're looking more for phone first, you might be better served, you know, looking at the Nokia Lumia 900, Galaxy, you know, Nexus.
But if you're the kind of guy who carries a phone and a
tablet,
you might maybe want to, you want to merge them together.
I want to keep an eye on this for you.
All right.
I think that about wraps up for the device. But, you know, since the Super Bowl is tomorrow, any predictions?
Oh, I predict my, well, I don't say my Giants.
You're a Bears fan, dude.
Since I am from New York, I am going to root for the Giants, but I am a Bears fan. plus, Tom Coughlin, coach, I think he's from SU, so I do have some leanings towards SU, so I'm going to have to go with the Giants. I think it's going to be a 27-23 Giants win.
I'll say the Giants win. I think Eli wants one more ring than his brother has.
Oh, he'll get.
And plus the fact that the Patriots don't have a pass rush. I said the Giants by 7.
I know Wilfork is becoming a one-man wrecking machine for the New England. But
you know how this works, right? You know, I mean, remember when the Arizona Cardinals' defense was terrible, and then all of a sudden it got good, and then what happened the season after that?
Mm.
It was terrible again. When scrubs step up, luck runs out sometimes. So.
Yeah.
I say Giants by 7. That wraps it up, though, for the end user report. As always, follow us. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Comment, subscribe. Final thoughts?
I'm happy to be back.
All right. Peace.
Peace.